This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's gone just past 9:35 a.m. this Friday morning, meaning that it's now time for The Property Show. I'm your host, Azura Rahman, and this week we are looking at asking that perennial question, is this the right time to buy? With more supply entering the market and developers feeling the hit from low demand, the answer may be staring at you in the face. I caught up with Wong Yao Long, Director of Sales and Marketing at Cornerstone Realty, to find out more. Yao Long, can you give just a brief overview of your business at the moment? How are things doing in terms of people purchasing properties, in terms of people renting at the moment as well?
In general, there's no denying the property market is soft. We are seeing about 20 to 30% drop in terms of number of transactions. So based on what we have observed, the property in a good location are still able to maintain in good value. If the price have been adjusted 5 to 10%, there's always investors are ready for that. For those areas that are not so high in demand, we can see some price adjustment about 15 to 20%.
Right, okay. Now, people always want to know, what are these areas that you should be investing in then? What are the hot spots for you at the moment?
The hot spot for me in at the moment, currently our team is focusing in mostly in the affluent neighborhood. Desa Park City, Damansara Heights, Moonkara, KLCC. In this area, there's still plenty of demand for the properties.
Okay, what about the supply? Is there enough supply coming to that market in that sense? And are we spoiled for choice at the moment?
Obviously, there's a lot of supply coming out in the market.
It's a buyer's market in that sense then?
It's true, but in certain location where the supply is limited, certain area, they can see a lot of development going on, then we will see a lot of inventory in the market.
Okay, so in terms of the investor or people who are purchasing to live at the moment, what is your suggested strategy? Should you purchase now? Is it the right time to buy?
Anytime is a good time to buy a property, but also anytime is a bad time to buy a property if you didn't do your homework or research. In fact, seasoned investors only go into the market during downturn and cash out during the good time. A mature investor do the other way around. People should understand that real estate business is a cyclical. There's always up and down. In fact, many investors now, they're getting ready to come into the market again.
Okay.
For certain area, for certain good property, you can get it 20 to 30% below market price.
In that sense, if you are looking to purchase at the moment, should you always ask for a discount based on what's been advertised then?
I think the more important, the key point is here, is how to identify a good property rather than asking a discount.
Okay, so what's a good property to you that's worth purchasing then?
There are a few factors you should look at it. The first one, of course, is always the location. Check out the master plan of the development in the surrounding area. Ask yourself if it has to be easy access to all the major highway. Is it near the amenities such as school, markets, F&B outlets, and shopping mall? The second factor you should look into it is a price. With the budget that you have, you need to identify what are the choices you have and which one of these choices can offer the best value. Of course, now one of the key factors is a security. Is the development provide a good security? Is a gated, guarded communities. The other key point you should look into it is a key factor you should look into it is a developer. Does the developer have a good reputation? Are they a responsible developer? Do they deliver what they promise? For example, does the finishing of the house match their specification? A good developer is the one who add value to your property. For example, the developer in Desa Park City. They build park, they build lake. All these special features are certainly add value to the properties.
Right. In that sense, would you only suggest people to go for new properties and for new builds? Is the secondary market worth looking into at the moment as well? Can we get good deals in that segment of the market at the moment?
There's always good opportunity in primary market and also as well as secondary market. The key point is where you identify the good properties.
Right. Okay. So location is always still your first key factor when it comes to selecting the properties at the moment. I imagine, though, if you have more of a limited budget and there are developments that are probably not so great in terms of location, that there are bargains to be had in that sense, that people can get properties at good prices. Would you agree with that? Or would you only...
I will go with a property that is in a good location.
Right.
I would like to share my personal experience. A few years ago, I have a chance to invest a property in Desa Park City. I also have a chance to invest another property where it's about 30 kilometers to 40 kilometers away from the city. It's a shop lot at Seri Kembangan. That time, because the price they're offering in Seri Kembangan is much more cheaper compared to Desa Park City. So I make a decision to go in to buy the Seri Kembangan shop lot. Over the last few years, I'm still unable to get a tenant or a buyers. Every month, I'm serving the monthly installment at 8,000 per month. While in Desa Park City, even though the price is at a higher, but based on the current market value, the property has appreciated at least 30 to 40%. And it's not difficult to get a purchaser.
Right. And obviously the regret has come in too late in that sense now.
But it's a good experience for me to pick up.
In other words, if you're looking to buy long term, which is what people should be looking at the moment,
yes.
Location is very key in that
yes.
sense.
Yes, location, good developer, good products.
Right.
There's a key you should look into it.
Good developer is a big point as well because, you know, developers that are not a proven track record, during bad economic times, there's always a danger of properties being abandoned. Have you seen that as well happening at the same time?
Of course, there's an element at risk if you're buying for a new developer. But the cases, as compared to last time, is getting less. Because nowadays, you are governed by this Housing Development Act. All the money or deposit paid is to the Housing Development Act, HDA account.
Right. Okay. So there's less of a danger of that in that sense. Then.
Yes.
Okay. When we come back, we'll be talking about what are some of the practicalities that you need to have in place before you want to invest at this time during this rather soft market. We're talking to Wong Yao Long, and he's the Director of Sales and Marketing from Cornerstone Realty on The Property Show. It's Azura Rahman on The Property Show. Here with me, I have Wong Yao Long, and he's the Director of Sales and Marketing from Cornerstone Realty. And we're talking about investing or renting during this soft market. Now, you're mentioning 20 to 30% of a drop of the market price. That sounds very tempting to any investor. You're saying that this is the right time for investors to get into the market. What are some of the things that you should get into place before you actually start thinking of making that purchase? You mentioned about the right kind of property, but what should you get in place in terms of your finances before you actually start investing again?
Okay, before you enter into the sale and purchase, you need to know how much would you want to spend in your investment. A simple calculation, your monthly commitment, including your car loan, your children's school fee, and your mortgage installment, shouldn't be more than 70% of 80% of your monthly net income. Because, of course, this is the ideal scenario. In reality, how many of us are able to do this? That is why it's always advisable to invest in property when you are young, because over the time, all the property price will go up.
Right, okay. And then when you say about monthly installments, especially when you purchase something that's a strata title property, then you have to think about the maintenance fees as well, right? That's something that you take into consideration before purchasing properties.
Yes.
Do you find that purchasing properties that are strata title properties, the preferred way to go? I mean, would you buy landed? Would you buy a condo at the moment? What's the best type of property to invest into at the moment?
If the budget is allowed, of course, you always go for the landed property because the supply of the property is limited. When the supply is limited, the chances for the property price to appreciate further is higher.
What about in terms of renting out? What is the market looking like? Because if you purchase a property, obviously you don't want to leave it empty. You want to make sure that someone is renting. You were mentioning an example earlier on where you had found problems with getting a tenant. What is the best way to minimize this problem if you are looking to rent out the property you've invested in?
If you want to rent out a property, it also always depends on the location of the properties. So it's very important. You should select a property that is near the MNC company, near the international school, near the city center. Those are the areas where it's easier to find a tenant because they are more expatriate, want to rent a house rather than own a house.
Right, okay. So those are the ones that's making the bulk of the higher-end rentals in that sense then?
Yes.
Also, in terms of yield, what kind of yield can we expect if you are actually purchasing to invest at the moment?
Based on the current market sentiment, the rental yield based on the market price is about 2 to 4%.
Right. Not great.
Not great. But other than the rental yield, you're also looking into the capital appreciation.
Right.
Every year, the Malaysia property prices appreciate about 7% to 10% a year.
Do you see this sustaining over the next few years?
Definitely, I see a lot of potential for the property in Malaysia. If you look at the macro perspective, if you compare Malaysia property prices with the surrounding country, we are the one of the cheapest in the region. Even though we compare with Jakarta, Bangkok, Manila, property prices in Malaysia is still one of the cheapest.
Having said that, do you see a lot of foreign players coming to the market then? Snapping up our properties?
For the last few months, for the last 1 to 2 years, about 20% of our sales are consisting of foreign purchasers.
Wow.
Mainly from Hong Kong, China and Singapore.
Right. So that's a good thing because it's keeping prices high in that sense, afloat in that sense.
Yes, yes.
So just to round things off then, Yao Long, I think a lot of people are nervous still when it comes to purchasing property. When they hear 3 to 4%, some probably thinking I could put my money into mutual fund instead in terms of making money. What would you say to these nervous investors? Would you say this is the time to go in, or what if they want to wait it out a bit longer? Will prices go further down? What would be your advice if someone were to call you and say, Yao Long, I'm to put some money into property, do it or not?
If you have identified a good property, there's no reason you'd want to enter into the market now.
Right.
Because over the time, when the markets pick up, the rental yield will get higher. Other than this, you also get property appreciation, capital appreciation. You can always start with a smaller property. My first property about 10 years ago in Damansara Perdana, that time I bought it about 200,000. Few years later, I managed to sell the property at 350,000. The key point is identify the good property. If you haven't found any good property, rent a place first.
Okay, so then hold on to your money first. Okay, and that's Wong Yao Long, Director of Sales and Marketing from Cornerstone Realty, talking about investing or renting at the moment. If you miss any bits of this interview, don't forget to download our podcast from www.bfm.my. Some food for thought from Wong Yao Long of Cornerstone Realty there. And the emphasis really needs to be placed on knowledge and research. Make a point of combing through listings, past property transactions, and also upcoming projects to assure yourself that you are making the right purchase. Anyway, if you're looking for a new place of your own, here's a couple of properties for you to consider. First up, we have Isle of Palm on Setia Pearl Island in Sungai Ara in Penang. Developed by SP Setia, they have 33-storey semi-detached homes on freehold land. A built-up of 2,155 to 3,795 square feet. There's no indication of prices just yet, but it is open for registration now. If you're looking for something in KL, in Klang Valley itself, Picasso Residence off Jalan Ampang in Ampang, Kuala Lumpur, developed by Premier De Muara Sendirian Berhad, and we're looking at 472 condo units on leasehold land with a built-up of 1,013 to 2,480 square feet with prices starting from 1,800,000 ringgit. That's it for this week on The Property Show. Join us again next week where we'll go through some of the most pertinent issues in the real estate market every Friday at 9:30 a.m. after the news. This has been Azura Rahman on The Property Show.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.